A strong quake strikes southern Mexico but doesn't disrupt ministry. A Christian satellite television outreach fights spiritual famine in the Middle East. And a new school building in Guatemala opens doors for evangelism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A strong earthquake measuring 6.4 magnitude struck the Oaxaca region of southern Mexico early Tuesday. The quake was the strongest of the 40 in Chiapas this year. Although the trembler incited panic, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they dodged a bullet this time.
The earthquake epicenter apparently was several miles away from the area and in an area that didn't have too much population. And so under those circumstances, the good news is that there's no immediate reports of any serious damage or injuries.
Though their partners felt the tremors, their work hasn't been interrupted. Dudenhofer says,
Audio Scripture Ministries helps the partners that we have in the Oaxaca area with some of the production and processing of audio files of translations that are being recorded. So I think that it would be good if people continued to pray for the distribution of these languages that are taking place in that area.
Next, as Angola marks the 33rd anniversary of Angola's national armed liberation struggle against the Portuguese colonialism, Sammy Tippett was preaching spiritual freedom. He was in Angola holding evangelistic discipleship and some leadership training meetings.
This was the first time that this has ever happened, but we had a team to go to five provinces and hold major evangelistic meetings in the capital cities in those five provinces, and we were able to reach an incredible amount of people.
Tippett says despite the communist influence, more than 3,000 people filled out commitment cards. But Tippett says,
one of the problems with the numbers is that, for instance, in one city in Luena, they told me that they had many, many entire family groups come, but they only got the name of the head of the household. So 3,000 probably is more like 6,000 or 7,000 people.
They were also able to launch their Praying Through the Family program. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many people in the Middle East can't get scripture anywhere but Sat7's television programming. In fact, it's their main source of scripture. Viewers handwrite verses on paper so they can keep them. This hunger for the word highlights the continued need for partners who can contribute monthly to help keep programs on the air. 8 to 9 million people watch these shows. The vast majority are not Christians. Many are afraid of being discovered. Pray for their safety. Meanwhile, China Partners has a new director of training. Dr. Daniel Hu is not new to the ministry. He started as an interpreter in 2000 and has since served in several other capacities. Now, the greatest need in China is the training of young, emerging lay pastors who can't afford to attend Bible schools. In his new role, Hu will be developing training materials to help their ministries be more effective. Pray for Hu and others as they head to China in late February to meet new leaders in Shanghai and Nanjing. And founded 10 years ago, the Juan Wesley School building in Guatemala is overflowing. Worldwide Christian Schools is sending funds and people to help build a new three-story facility. On Steve Goering's recent trip there, the mayor personally thanked them for their work.
Essentially, the school is now connecting with the local government. This is a high-profile project, and there are a lot of people that are curious as to why are we developing this school and why this community?
Goering says staff are ready with answers.
They testify that this is to introduce the children to the gospel, to a understanding of Jesus Christ so they may follow him. And the education is something they feel is important to help that community, the Quiche Indians, have a better life. So it's a combination of reasons when they answer.
The completion goal is next February, but they need more hands and funds. You can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.